Are you ready? Because obviously I'm not ready. It's week 13. I'm on a 5-game losing streak. Playoffs is on the line. I'm in a must-win scenario this week. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? What it do? Hope you're having a great one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for tuning in to Clarence Sports Talkative Jones Fantasy Sports Episode 13. Today's Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. All right. Look, I then ran out of ideas. I'm just going with the flow. Whatever happens, whatever happens. You know, if I don't make the playoffs, if I lose this week, because I'm in a must-win situation scenario, it'd be my first time missing the fantasy football playoffs in 8 seasons. I've made the playoffs all 7 seasons. So if I so happen to not make the playoffs for season 8, this would be my first time in Clarence Fantasy Football League history. And it is just like, I care, but I don't care because I'm done. Like, I'm tired of, you know, relying on players that I need to come through, the DeAndre Hopkins, Tyler Lockett, you know what I mean? This David Montgomery. I mean, the list goes on. Oh, my God. Let's get into it, okay? So I lost to a division rival opponent, Mike, okay, 118-97. I'm officially 0-4 in my division. That never happened before in my first 7 years in the CFFL. That never happened. So many things is happening for the first time. I've never went on a 5-game losing streak before, and I've never went like winless in my division before. So I'm just like, is this going to be also where I just so happen to miss the playoffs as well? I've never missed the playoffs in 7 CFFL seasons. It's just a mess right now. And it's a mess that I can't control no more. I'm putting in the players, the right players. I just don't have a good team this season. Okay. It might have looked good on paper, but overall, I just don't have a good team this season. Like I said, I'm in a must-win situation. This is the regular season finale. Okay. This is the regular season finale starting tomorrow, week 13. And look, if I don't win, I don't make the playoffs because more than likely, I have Monique and Kareem. They are like chasing me right now. They are only like white on rice. They're both, 5-7. If I so happen to lose to Manny this upcoming week and Monique or Kareem so happen to win their game, that means I am out the playoffs. So a lot on the line here, but I'm just not, I don't know. I'm fed up. Okay, I'm fed up because I'm on the verge of possibly being eliminated from playoff contention when I have Patrick Holmes and Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyler Lockett, Davante Adams, David Montgomery, Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill. Okay, I mean, come on, do I have to name any more? This is just, it doesn't make sense to have all these stars on my team and still be on a 5-game losing streak. 0-4 in my division, and on the verge of missing playoff contention. How in the hell did this happen? So I'm going to try my best not to lose this week. I want to win. I want to be in the playoffs, but it's going to be tough, okay, because I'm playing Manny who don't have Lamar Jackson because they on a bye. I am lucky Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are on a bye this upcoming week because I would hate to go against the Ravens. I mean, well, against Lamar. You know, so I'm praying that I think Manny has the Bengals quarterback, Browning. You know, and like I said, he still got a good chance to win his matchup against me. So even though Lamar's on a bye, I can still possibly lose this game. Overall, I need to take care of business. I need to take care of business because Manny still have, you know, Eckler from the Chargers. He has the super running back. I forgot the guy's name. I think it's like his last name, Williams, I believe, from the Rams. But he's dominating. He still has Courtland Sutton in there. You know, so Manny got an opportunity to beat me. You know, even though he, you know, he don't have Stephon Diggs, he's on a bye, Lamar on a bye, I can still lose. So I'm taking this matchup very, very seriously, okay? Right now, I'm a wild card team. I'm a sixth seed. But like I said, that can all change. You know, right now, you know, like I said, that can all change. I mean, I'm barely holding on to the number six seed. Like I said, if Manny beat me and Monique and Kareem win their matchup, I am out of playoff contention. So my only mission this week is please, I'm praying that my fantasy team come through. Being on a five-game losing streak, I wish that for no one in fantasy. Have you ever been on a five-game losing streak? When you're putting in your best players, you're using a waiver wire, you're doing everything you can do. You're staying up late, you know, you're looking back at past games. You're trying to really figure it out, and it is not going well. That's where I'm in right now, okay? I'm in a hot bowl of soup, all right? And I'm just praying for a miracle this week. Okay, I'm praying that Patrick Mahomes, David Montgomery, Alvin Kamara, Tyler Lockett, who else I got in there this week? I think I got DeAndre Hopkins in there in my lineup, Travis Kelce, Taysom Hill, and I'm going to tell you a surprise that you're just going to be shocked as hell by when I tell you who did I pick up for my defense, because you know damn well I had to drop the Texans after that horrible, awful, terrible performance that they put on this past week against the Jaguars. So I had to drop them, but you're going to be surprised as hell when I tell you who did I pick up for my defense. You're going to be like, what, Clarence? What? You know what I'm saying? And I got Harrison Bucker as my kicker. So that's my lineup there. And I'm praying that the lineup come through this week, because I cannot sit back and watch other owners in my league have fun in the playoffs. Well, I'm just sitting back managing it, you know, making sure I'm, you know, announcing and making announcements for who's advancing and who's not advancing. I want to be in there as well. I want to be in the playoffs. But right now, it is not looking good for me. Okay? All right. So I told you, well, I just told you my lineup, right? I just gave you my lineup, but I didn't mention to you my defense. You do know right now that I don't have the Houston Texans as my defense. They got me 0 points, ladies and gentlemen. 0 points? Are you for real? No way I could have kept them after all that good talk that I talked about them last week and Coach D'Amico Ryans. Hey, 0 points ain't gonna cut it for me. You ain't got at least 1 point? I could not keep the Texans. I couldn't wait any faster, okay, on Tuesday morning to drop them from my roster. All right. So with that being said, okay, after all that talk about me being done with the New York Jets defense, I end up picking them up, ladies and gentlemen. I picked them up off waivers last night. So the New York Jets is back on my roster. And it was a tough feeling because I told you a whole bunch of not good stuff about the Jets defense last week. And I mean, I don't know that could have been out of frustration because of the performance they put on against the Buffalo Bills. I might have been frustrated because at the time I was on a 4-game losing streak and I needed the Jets to come through. And unfortunately, the Jets did not come through. So, that might have been all through frustration. But, yeah, I ended up picking them up off waivers. Trust and believe me, I tried my best not to pick them, okay? I did not want to do this to myself. I did not want to go against my own word, ladies and gentlemen. But I ended up doing it. And it felt bad because I was like, I just thought I was done with them. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we've been there before in the relationship, you know, industry, as far as in this world. You know, we've dated someone, we just knew, hey, I'm done with this person, they're this, they're that, I'm done, they make me feel like this, I'm done. And then what do we know? We end up probably sneaking around, getting back with them, and we're afraid to let family friends know that we're back with them. After all the bad talk we didn't told our family friends about the person that we no longer wants to be with, or we're done with them, and they're this, and they're that. We end up being back with them, and now we just don't know how to tell family and friends. I don't know how to tell you, okay? I didn't want to tell you what I had to, okay? Because I was trying so hard. I was looking at the Broncos' defense. The Broncos is playing good football right now, but especially their defense. I was thinking about getting them with that, give them giving up 70 points in week, what, three, kept being on my mind, but they have gotten better since week three. So I was like, I don't know. And then I was looking at my Falcons defense, you know, I'm a Falcon fan, but I was like, I don't really get along with, you know, my team on my fantasy team. It just, it drives me crazy when it's my team that I got on my fantasy team. So I try to stay away from fantasy players that's on my team, the Falcons, whether, you know, unless it's like a Bijan Robinson, you know what I'm saying, or Drake London. But anybody else, I try to stay away from if they're a Falcon, because that's my team. I don't want to mix my personal emotions with my fantasy emotions, if that makes sense, okay? Who else? It was the Falcons. It was the Broncos. Who else I was looking at? I was looking at the Rams. Because right now, there's not a whole lot of good defenses left in my league. Okay, most owners already have at least two defenses already. I try to keep one. So trust and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying so damn hard not to get the Jets defense. But I said, look, I'm in a keeper league. That means that we keep, you know, player, you know, we keep players, we keep defenses. So it's not like a year in, year out where you refresh your roster. Whoever's on your roster, we have that right to keep them the next following season. So I was like, I gotta look at that. You know, the Jets defense is pretty good. They'd be better next year. They have Aaron Rodgers back on the center, so that won't be a lot of pressure on the Jets defense to perform with Aaron Rodgers coming back. And I mean, hell, it's even rumored that Aaron Rodgers could possibly play the next couple weeks, but we'll see how that goes. I don't believe it, but I'm looking at the future, okay? And I say, you know what? This is a good defense to have on my roster. Even though they pissed me off against the Buffalo game last week, well, you know, about a week, 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what? They're a good defensive team. From the linemen to the linebackers to the secondary, I'm like, I don't want to let my emotion get the best of me. And I damn sure, you know, I got to keep in mind, this is the future. I'm in a keeper league, okay? Season 8 is a keeper league. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick them up. But trust and believe, I tried hard to ignore them. You know, but I said, I just couldn't no more. I had to get them. Texans getting 0 points, there was no way. Okay, like I said, I gave the Jets another chance. It's a keeper league. You know, they have Aaron Rodgers back next season. They should be a better defensive team next season with Aaron Rodgers on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm going to ride the season out with the Jets defense, because when you're in a keeper league, you got to be careful who you're adding and who you're dropping, because you're in the keeper league. That means, you know, you can keep these players and defenses season in and season out. And I don't want to lose a good Jets defense because of what they did against a Buffalo Bills game. Like I say, going back to my first 6 weeks of the season here, I start off my season 6-0. I'm sorry, 5-0, I believe, 5-0. And the New York Jets had a lot to do with me starting the season off 5-0. Even though right now I'm sitting at 6-6, I started the season off 5-0. And the New York Jets defense played a big role in that. So there's a lot of things that went into me adding them back off waivers. Okay, after all that mess and trash I talked about them last week, the Texans defense, I couldn't wait any longer. I was like, Tuesday, please come here. Please come Tuesday so I can get rid of this Texans defense. They're not a bad defense, but when you're getting 0 points and when you're on a four or five game losing streak like me, there was no way I could keep the Texans defense. I'm going back to where I started. If I do bad, oh well, I started with the Jets, I'm going to finish my damn season with the Jets defense, okay? So I know you're more than likely shocked. Like, damn, I didn't thought Clarence would do it. Look, I didn't thought I would do it. I was just, like I said, I was trying so hard to avoid the Jets. But when I'm looking at the, you know, defenses that's left, there's not a whole lot of good defenses left. Chargers, Falcons. You know, Broncos, they, you know, you can make the argument and say their defense is worth picking up, but I was just more looking at the future. I'm in a keeper league, and I know next year with Aaron Rodgers coming back. And then there's also a rumor that Davante Adams could possibly be a New York Jet. So the more stronger and explosive the Jets offense going to be next season, it makes the defense's job so much easier as well. They're going to be explosive, getting interceptions, getting sacks, and forcing turnovers. So I said, I got to keep the Jets defense. But like I said, you know, Chicago Bears was on there. It's just not a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, defenses that was left. So I was like, come on, Jets. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Jets. All right. But what I want to get at, you know, some important news to you today. Okay. Fantasy football playoffs is around the corner, ladies and gentlemen.